This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. Ramadan Kareem. Ramadan Mubarak. Kulam wa enta bikher. Please forgive my pronunciation, but I want to respectfully offer my warm wishes and greetings to my Muslim brothers and sisters during the holy month of Ramadan. To those whose entire perspective of Islam and the Quran is shaped by fear and hatred of Muslim extremists committed to the concept of jihad, a violent holy war against non-Muslims, it is important to know that the vast majority of the 1.5 billion Muslims in the world have the same aversion to terrorism and murder as you and I. Just as most Jews and Christians do not define their beliefs or guide their lives by the hard passages of the Bible, which endorse cruel, violent, unjust, and intolerant behavior, most Muslims do not live by similarly hard passages of the Quran. Most Muslims draw on their holy scripture for lessons about virtue. During Ramadan, devout Muslims demonstrate their faith by prayer, fasting, and righteous conduct. They're expected to avoid unkind acts and words and resist the sins of envy, greed, and anger. Although charity and good deeds are always important in Islam, they have special significance during Ramadan, as reflection on the meaning of their lives and the self-discipline and sacrifice entailed in the prayers and fasting are meant to enhance understanding, sympathy, and charity for those who are less fortunate. May the Ramadan bring you peace and prosperity, good health and wealth, and brighten your life forever. May the spirit of Ramadan illuminate the world and show us the way to peace and harmony. This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.